we present Mary Chester and David Spencer in A Foot in the Door by Jill Higham. A Foot in the Door.
Shall I top up your cup, Brian?
Hmm?
Your cup. Do you want more coffee?
Oh, yes. Thank you, dear. Just top it up, will you?
It's rather nice, this blend, don't you think? It's a new brand. Thought I'd try it for a change. They're selling it tuppence off with a plastic mug thrown in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I suppose it'll do for picnics.
Hmm? What will?
The plastic mug. It'll come in handy.
Hmm.
Do you know, I once heard of a case in America where this woman divorced her husband for eating cornflakes in bed. It was mental cruelty or something. Brian. Brian, I put some arsenic in your coffee.
Oh, did you? Thanks.
Did you hear what I said?
Hmm? Yes, you put some...
arsenic in the coffee.
Arsenic in the...
joke. Oh, never mind. Seems funny, doesn't it, the kids leaving for school so early?
Yes. How long has it gone for, this up at the crack of dawn business?
Oh, just up to sports day. They're having this extra hour's practice before lessons. Simon tells me his Western role's coming along rather well. Mr. Begg says he has a good chance of winning the junior high jump, you know. Wouldn't that be marvellous?
Hmm. What about Tina?
She says the egg and spoon's her only hope, and that's a pretty remote one. Still, we mustn't let her feel it matters. It would be lovely, wouldn't it?
What's that, dear?
Be lovely if they both won something.
Oh, yes.
Brian, do you know what I'd like?
No. What's that?
What I'd like is just the occasional meal when we talked. I mean, talked together. Not just me babbling to myself. Oh, honestly, I wish there'd be another newspaper strike. I really think those were the nicest weeks of our marriage. No, I'm not kidding, Brian, they were. We discussed all sorts of things then. Mortgages and monogamy and athlete's foot and...
athlete's
foot? Don't you remember you had it at the time of the strike? Something to do with your shoes, the doctor said. You had to powder your feet with that medicated towel.
Oh, no.
Yes, I remember getting it at
would
that
shop.
Would
you believe it? Aylson Bricks down again.
What?
Another penny, down to 22 and 6.
Oh, really? You're so irritating at breakfast, Brian. You really are. Get behind that paper and...
Okay, be fair. You know, I have to skim through the financial column. It's part of my job.
Then you should do it at work. Don't tell me you can't snatch a few minutes at the office. Or are you so busy bouncing people's checks or whatever bank managers do?
Well, there's no need to be unpleasant.
I'm not being unpleasant. It's just that... well, if you're married to someone, it's nice to talk to them sometimes.
But we do talk.
No, we don't. Not properly. Well, look at you now, half buried in the paper as usual. And in the evenings it's the television. You never actually listen to me.
Yes, I do. I don't have to stare at you all the time to hear what you're saying.
Well, I'm tired of competing with stocks and shares and old westerns.
All right, then. We'll talk. Well, go on, darling. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, that's lovely. Say something like that and everything goes straight out of my head.
But I thought you wanted to talk.
Yes, I do. Not about anything in particular, just to chat. You know, you say something, and then I say something, and a conversation snowballs. It's quite simple, really.
Yes, but breakfast is hardly the time for small talk.
Well, when is? You tell me. I'm sorry, Brian. Some toast?
Hmm? Oh, thanks. Look, is anything wrong, Kate? You have been a bit on edge lately. Not like you at all.
No, I just feel... I don't know. I expect I'll snap out of it.
I should get a tonic. You're probably just a bit run down, you know. Why not pop along to the surgery and see Dr. Wilmer?
Mm.
Well, anyway, we've got the golf club dance to look forward to.
Oh, yes, this Saturday, isn't it? Yes, I must remember to make a hair appointment. Who'll be there? Anyone interesting?
Oh, the usual crowd. George and Grace Holroyd, the Emerys, Jumbo Willis.
Oh, him.
Oh, I know some of his stories are a bit near the knuckle, but well, he's good value at the party. Remember his tango last year?
Yes, and the year before.
Oh, and we've got the same band again, by the way. Pretty good, those fellows. Oh, that reminds me, I must ring and confirm with them. It's Tuesday today, isn't it?
Oh, yes, so it is.
But you've got something on, then?
No, why?
I just thought you might have. You looked rather glad.
Glad?
But it was Tuesday.
Did I?
Yes, I thought you might be doing something special.
No, I just like Tuesdays, that's all.
Odd.
What is?
Liking Tuesdays. I mean, most people like Fridays. That's understandable. Some like getting back to work on Mondays. Wednesdays have a sort of middle-of-the-week feeling about them, but, well, I've never heard of anyone liking Tuesdays before.
Well, I do.
Ah, well.
Sitting here won't pay the school fees.
You took the words from my mouth.
Well, that's what you say every morning.
Do I? Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you this evening.
Yes. Have a good day. Don't work too hard. Right, I'm coming. Hello?
Is that you, Kate? It's Grace.
Oh, hello, Grace.
How's things?
Oh, fine.
The kids?
Blooming. And yours?
Oh, Chris is all right. Sue's got a spot of nervous eczema.
Oh, poor love.
How's Brian?
Oh, working hard. George?
The same. Why I phoned you, Kate, was I was wondering if you're doing anything this morning. I'm having one of my hen parties, you know. Just coffee and gossip.
Well, I'd like to be there to protect my reputation.
Oh, darling, I'm sure it's tainted. You're the model wife and mother. I was only saying so the other day. I'm sure we'd find it almost impossible to dig up any dirt about you.
Oh, I'm sure you'll manage.
Nasty. That means you can't come, then?
Well, I'm awfully sorry, Grace. I'd love to, of course, but...
You've got something better to do.
Oh, no, just the ironing and so on. I had a big wash yesterday.
Oh, come. You leave the ironing for this morning.
Well, anyway, I'm expecting a man about the...
A dog?
No, the immersion heater, actually. So, really, I daren't leave the house.
Well, I don't believe a word of it, but still. I'll be seeing you at the golf club do on Saturday, won't I?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, I'll put you up to date with all the gossip there.
Oh, hello, Alec.
Hello, Kate. I hope I'm not...
I've given you up for lost.
Sorry. I had a bit of difficulty.
Oh?
Tricky customer. Went through a whole case of toys and then bought nothing.
Oh, poor you.
So I got behind, you see.
Oh, well, if you haven't time to come in, don't worry. It doesn't matter.
No, well, if it's all right by you, that is.
Well, of course. As long as you've got time. I expect you'd like some coffee, wouldn't you?
Oh, thanks.
Well, don't just stand there with your foot in the door.
Oh, sorry. Must be habit. First rule in the salesman's manual. Finger on the bell, foot in the door.
Well, come on in. You don't have to do the sales stuff with me. Oh, excuse all the mess. I've been doing the ironing. How's Andrew?
Andrew? Oh, he's fine.
It wasn't measles, then.
What?
Measles. Didn't you say he had a rash last week? Your wife was taking him to the doctor.
Oh, yes. No, it turned out to be just an allergy. Too many strawberries.
Oh,
that reminds me, I've got that photo with me.
Oh, good, I thought you'd never remember it. I began to wonder if you really had a son.
Well, there he is.
Thanks. Oh, my goodness, isn't he like you, Alec? Spit an image. Same colouring, same nose.
Poor little devil.
No, I like your nose.
It looks as if a tractor had gone over it.
Well, only very gently. Thank you, Alec, it's a lovely photograph.
Oh, thanks. How are your children?
Oh, fine. Practicing hard for school sports.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got something for them. Here.
What is it?
A trick box of chocolates, our latest novelty. You see, you offer someone a chocolate and it squirts water in their eye.
Oh, they'll have great fun with that.
You have to refill them, of course.
How much is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, please, I insist.
No. It's a present.
Oh, well, that's awfully sweet of you, Alec. You know, you're a hopeless salesman. You shouldn't be giving away products.
Well... I don't count you as a client anymore.
Well, that's nice anyway. You know, you never really struck me as a sales type, even on that first Tuesday.
Oh, I thought I was on top form that day. Well, I sold you a wonder-walking dolly and a launch-it-yourself rocket kit.
Well, the rocket never got to launching stage, and as for the wonder-walking doll, well, she collapsed after two steps.
Still, I sold them to you, didn't I? No, I don't suppose I did, really. You just bought them because you felt sorry for me.
I didn't feel sorry for you. I just felt... Well, it was nice to meet a salesman who didn't try and ram the stuff down your throat.
Well, let's face it, these toys sell themselves. Just as well, I'm not what you'd call a first-class salesman.
And you didn't even look like one.
How do they look, then?
Oh, sort of slick and slimy, with rather garish ties and too much hair cream.
Are you being rude about my corduroys and frayed cuffs?
No, I love them. But you must admit they're not the conventional salesman garb. But then, you're not the conventional salesman, are you?
I suppose not.
Oh, I knew that the minute we started chatting.
Well, I couldn't help noticing the picture in the hall. The one of Leighton Marsh.
Yes, well, that's what I mean. Most of the salesmen I've come across have no time for nostalgia. You forgot all about selling me anything as soon as we started on Dartmoor.
Well, it was so extraordinary, both knowing Helstone.
And Nettlepaw.
And you, actually living at South Ditch Farm for
and
a while.
And us both climbing High Tor.
And picking whortleberries.
And swimming in Crags
Yes,
Pool.
I actually learned to swim there.
Just think, we might even have met as kids and not know it.
Yes. I suddenly remembered the other night. You know Never Valley?
Oh, yes.
Well, we once found a dead sheep there lying in the stream. And we buried it with great ceremony under a mountain ash. We sang All Things Bright and Beautiful and offered a burnt sacrifice. It's the first dead thing I'd ever seen.
How old were you then?
Oh, 7, 8. Funny how you remember things.
Just think, it's over 20 years ago. We came back to London as soon as the war was over.
And you never went back there?
No. I've often wanted to. I've suggested it sometimes for summer holidays, but you know Brian. Well, you don't, of course, I keep forgetting. But he likes all mod cons and guaranteed sun. What about Celia?
Yes, she's a bit like that, too.
Well, I can see we'll have to go together. Ah, coffee's coming up. Oh, there's old Mrs. Gleason peering out of the window, as usual. I suppose she's trying to make something out of your van being parked there again. Honestly, people's minds.
She obviously has a Sunday paper image of the salesman.
Well, you'll have to bring Celia and Andrew one week to reassure her.
Yes.
There. Sugar's in. 3 lumps, right?
Oh, thanks.
You know what I did the other morning? I gave Brian 3 lumps by mistake, and he doesn't even take sugar. He actually emerged from behind the paper.
I should give up sugar, really.
Why? You're not overweight, are you?
Oh, I don't know. I've put on quite a bit in the last few months. Oh, hell.
What's the matter?
Buttons come off my jacket. My own fault. It's been hanging on a thread for days.
I'll sew it on for you, if you like.
Oh, no, please, don't bother.
Oh, it's no trouble. It won't take a minute.
No, really, I can get it fixed when I go home this evening.
Well, that's silly when I can do it now. You'll only lose the button. Come on, take your jacket off.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you, Kate. But you needn't bother, honestly.
Nonsense. Now, there's a needle somewhere in here. Where is it? Ah. Here, give that to me.
Oh.
Oh, yes, brown cotton will do. Good heavens, I better sew them all on firmer while I'm about it.
It's stupid, I know, but I don't like to pester Celia with things like that.
Well, she works all day, doesn't she? I don't suppose she has much time.
No, well, I mean, she darns the socks and that sort of thing, but well, just the odd button. Well, I ought to be able to do that. I mean, after all, she sometimes doesn't get back till after I do in the evenings. Though she always gets a decent meal, I'll give her that. But I tell her sometimes, I wish she'd just work part-time. It's not necessary for her to do all that. But she's a career girl, you see. Seems to think the shop won't survive without her.
Oh, I thought you said she worked in an office.
Yes, but it's attached to a shop. Sort of on the administrative side.
Oh, I see.
Hmm. Jolly good coffee, this.
Yes, it's a new kind. Brian didn't even notice at breakfast. Sometimes I wonder if he'd notice if I wasn't there one morning.
Oh, nonsense. Of course he would.
I'm not so sure. This morning I kept snapping at him for no reason at all. Honestly, I just felt I could scream.
Yes, we all get like that sometimes.
It was boredom more than anything. Oh, you should see him. He just sits there behind his paper, munching his cornflakes, crunch, 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 oblivious of everything. All I wanted to do was talk to him.
Has it always been like that, Kate?
Has it? I honestly can't remember. I suppose we must have talked once. Or maybe we never did, and I've only just realized it. Do you know, I think I've talked more to you in the last... How many Tuesdays is it?
8. No, 7, really.
Oh, yes. We missed the one when Tina was away from school with flu. You know, you could have come in for coffee that morning. You needn't have rushed off like that.
Oh, I just felt...
No, it wouldn't have mattered,
I just
really.
Felt you had your hands full already.
Well, anyway, I must have talked more to you in the last 7 weeks than I have to Brian in the last year.
No.
Yes. Well, I mean, we've talked about almost everything under the sun, haven't we? The children, Dartmoor, books, even politics. I don't think Brian credits me with a mind of my own, let alone a political opinion.
I must say, you do. You do sound a bit fed up with it all.
The other night, I tried to tell Brian how I felt.
And what did he say?
Nothing. He wasn't even listening. He was more interested in some terrible old film on television I could have kicked the screen in. And honestly, Alec, do you know what?
Hmm?
I had a sudden urge just to pack up and go.
Leave him?
Yes, leave it all. I just couldn't bear the thought of life going on, day in, day out, like a school timetable. All I wanted to do was get out.
Where would you have gone?
I was thinking of Devon that night. I suppose because we've talked about it so much. Well, I've got a few pounds of my own, and it'd be easy, wouldn't it? Just get on a train.
And why didn't you?
Oh, I don't know. Because the kids had a dental appointment the next morning. Because it's their sports day on Saturday week. Because Brian needs a hot meal in the evenings. Oh, lots of things. But for a moment, just for a moment, it all seemed possible.
And then what happened?
I made Coco and watched the film instead. There. Those buttons should stay on now.
What? Oh, that was quick.
Here, I'll help you on with it.
Oh, thanks. Kate?
Hmm?
What you said then, did you mean it? Would you really like to go back to Devon?
Oh, right now, I'd give anything to be there.
Me too.
Be fun, wouldn't it?
Well, why don't we go?
Okay, good idea. We'll jump in your van now and drive off, and we'll be back in time for breakfast.
No, I'm serious, Kate.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Well, if you want to go, why don't we? I could chuck in this job, I'd like to anyway, and we could go back to Dartmoor. Well, you often said you wanted to. Oh, we could have a marvellous time, go back to all
Stop,
our
Stop, Alec. You're talking nonsense.
No, I'm not. You're not happy here. You just said you'd give anything to get away.
Oh, but I didn't mean it. Not like that. I could never leave all this, the children.
Look, people shouldn't just stick together for the sake of the children. Not if they're unhappy. That's what my parents did. Atmospheres, bickering scenes, rows. It would have been better if they had parted.
But our marriage isn't like that, Alec. It's just... I just... Well, what about yours? I thought you were all so happy. What about Celia and Andrew? You must have thought about them.
Yes, I...
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know how to say this. You see...
What?
Well, Celia, she... Well, it wasn't true, all that I told you.
You mean your marriage isn't happy?
No, it's more than that.
How do you...
Celia and Andrew, I make them up.
You... No.
Yes. There's no Celia, no Andrew. They don't exist.
But they must do. You're just pulling my leg. Well, you've told me all about them. Andrew coming top in history and Celia's job. Her birthday last week and the new dress you bought her. I feel as if I know them.
Well, I was lying. If you want to know the truth, I live in a bedsitter. I eat out at night, 4 and 6 pence at dinner. And I darn my own socks.
But the photo you showed
me... It was of me as a child. Hence the great likeness.
I should have guessed. There were certain things. Contradictions. I just never... But why, Alex? Why? Well, it's only because I thought you were happily married.
That's why. You see, the first day, as soon as you opened the door, I knew you were... Well, most of the women I meet in this selling business, they come in two breeds. They either shut the door in your face as if it was something the cat brought in, or hand it to you on a plate, if you know what I mean. But you were different. When you asked me in for coffee, you meant coffee.
Well, you looked so exhausted and the kettle was on.
I know, that's what I mean. And then, when we started talking about Devon, the moors and everything, you were so warm. And, well, I felt I wanted to see you again. Just another human being who talked the same language. That's all it was to begin with. But you obviously weren't the kind of girl who... Well, you had all this. A nice house, husband, children. So I invented a family of my own as a kind of...
safeguard?
Yes. Well, it worked, didn't it?
Yes, it worked.
Oh, I know, I should have stopped coming. But Tuesdays began to stand out like an oasis in an empty week. And you always seemed pleased to see me. I wouldn't have pestered you, Kate, if I hadn't thought... You were pleased to see me, weren't you?
Yes, I looked forward to seeing you. Or what I thought was you.
But I'm still the same person, Kate. Celia and Andrew were made up, but Devon, everything else, that was true.
Was it?
Yes. I hadn't intended to say anything, really. It was enough just to see you like this every week, but... well, little things you said. I could see you weren't happy here. And then when you said you'd thought of leaving, well, I hoped maybe we could...
No.
Why not? You're not happy, are you?
Well, I'm not unhappy.
But you said you felt bored and irritated and taken for granted.
Oh, show me a wife who doesn't sometimes.
Well, I know I'm not much. But I try not to bore you or irritate you, and I'd never take you for granted.
You would.
No.
Then it wouldn't be much of a relationship. Just a dream one. Like me escaping to Devon.
But all those things you said...
dreams. You know how one talks.
No. I didn't.
I'm sorry, Alec. I thought you understood, you see. It was easy to daydream with you, because I thought you were, well, doing the same. I thought you'd know that it was just the silly, wishful thinking of a suburban housewife. Because that's all I am, Alec. You've built up a kind of image of what you want me to be. And I suppose that's what I did with you.
And all that about wanting to leave, to go back to Devon.
Wishful thinking. I'm sorry. I suppose I was using you as a sort of outlet for all my daydreams.
But Dartmoor needn't be a daydream, Kate. If we went down there together, it would be just as we remember it. We could climb High Tor again, walk up Nether Valley, visit South Ditch Farm. Why not?
Because they've built council houses all over Helstone. Because South Ditch Farm does cream teas for hikers, and because High Tor has a refreshment stall halfway up.
How do you know?
Because it's 20 years on. Things change. I've changed. I'm not 10 years old anymore. And all this that I moan about is my real life. Sorry, I'd better answer it. Hello?
Hello, Kate.
Oh, Brian, it's you.
What's up? Something wrong?
No, I was just surprised at you calling, that's all.
I just thought I'd see how you were. Did you pop along to the surgery?
The Oh, no. No, I forgot. Anyway, I don't think I need a tonic, really.
You're feeling better, then?
Yes. I'm sorry I was tetchy at breakfast.
That's all right. I dare say I asked for it. I'm a bit of an old stick in the mud these days.
No. No.
Oh, yes, I am. I was thinking about it on my way to work. Look, I'll tell you what. If there's nothing in particular on television tonight, well, perhaps we could... well, if you'd like, just have a lazy evening, chat and so on.
Ah, but there's that documentary on child welfare. And then there's the new comedy series.
Oh, yes, well, we'll watch them, shall we?
All right.
Well, I'd... better be getting back to work.
Goodbye, then. Oh, Brian.
Yes?
I'm glad you phoned.
Well, I just wondered how you were. Well, take care. See you this evening.
Yes. See you this evening.
Was that Brian?
Yes. Do you know what he said? He said, see you this evening. He says that every morning when he leaves for work. There's something, I don't know, reassuring about it. Just like every morning, I know he'll be there behind the paper. Oh, I know it annoys me sometimes, it does. But there's a kind of security in knowing it will be the same every day. Even if it bores you sometimes.
I've never had a relationship like that. The nearest I ever get is, well, like in my job, just a foot in the door. It's never really worried me till now. I thought I was free. No ties, no responsibilities. But it's a pretty pointless existence. I realized that when I invented Celia and Andrew. Stupid. But sometimes I almost believed in them myself. And it was a nice feeling. Belonging.
You'll be all right, Alec.
Yes, I'll be all right. Well, I finished my coffee.
Oh, have another cup if you like.
No, thanks.
You can.
No, I'd better be getting along. Time I made a bit of commission for a change. Oh, Kate.
Yes?
Thank you for sewing on my buttons.
That was A Foot in the Door by Jill Higham. Kate was played by Mary Chester and Alec by David Spencer. Production for the BBC was by Betty Davis.